Balance comes from within. No matter what I do, no matter what I think, no matter what I say, balance comes from within. I look within myself and I say, I am peace. I look within myself and I say, all is in divine order. I look within myself and I say, I like me. Yes, indeed, I like me. I look within myself, and as I say these things about myself, I am these things I say about myself. I say I am balance. My mind is wonderfully, totally, perfectly balanced as I think about any idea that interests me. And that's the big point, I guess, that interests me. Now, as I walk along the paths of the meditation center here on campus, I think of all sorts of things that are important to me. And I balance my mind by saying all is in divine right order. I balance my heart and my soul and my being by saying all is in divine right order. And then thoughts come up. Thoughts come up in my mind about the critters that live around here. And I think to myself, oh, I keep Rex on the leash so that the coyotes will not come and disturb him. I keep Rex on the leash so that I will be in control all the time. And I say to myself, what a silly thing to think and say and do. My thought should be, I surround Rex with my pure white light of love. I am balanced. I surround me with my pure white light of love. Wherever I go, whatever I do, all is in divine order. When I drive my car, I say I'm the ideal chauffeur. And the reason I say I'm the ideal chauffeur, because a chauffeur drives perfectly. A chauffeur is a professional driver. A chauffeur is a person who is in charge of traffic, in charge of driving, in charge of his automobile, in charge of himself, in charge of his passenger. A chauffeur is always in charge, and whenever I drive, I choose to be always in charge, so I say I'm the ideal chauffeur. Now, when I talk about my body, do I say my body is balanced and harmonious and wonderful? Do I say my body is in ideal balance? Do I say that my body is absolutely balanced? Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to have a balanced body? When I have a balanced body, I am thinking thoughts of harmony and peace. I am thinking thoughts of love for myself. I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and I live in that pure white light of love because that's all I know. That's my reality. That's my love of myself. And it's a wonderful thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to do to surround myself by this ideal, pure white light of love. It's a happy time, too, because as I surround myself with this pure white light of love, I am seeing every circumstance in my life as harmonious, as balanced, as good. I see every circumstance of my life as peaceful and loving and wonderful. No matter what I do, I am always in balance because I choose to be in balance. And everyone who comes into my world is in balance also. I see everyone in my world as balanced and harmonious right now. Now, the reason I see them balanced and harmonious right now is because I am balanced and harmonious right now. Only as I am balanced, harmonious, and in right action right now is anyone else in my world the same way. Everyone. Everyone in my world is a reflection of what goes on inside of me. So when I am a balanced person, everyone in my world is a balanced person. When I am a harmonious person, everyone in my world is a harmonious person. I put the cause in motion for my life. I put the cause in motion for all the experiences that I have. I put the cause in motion for who and what I am. And as I do this, as I put the cause in motion, that is what my life is all about. Now, I may be aware of confusion somewhere in the world, maybe even close by. I may be aware of poverty and unhappiness. I may be aware of things that are not to my liking. But the longer I dwell upon being aware of those things, the more I experience those things in every area of my being. Now, is that what I want to do? Is that what I want to do? Am I going to have the world be a reflection of my own inner confusion? Well, then I must straighten out my own inner confusion and say, all is in divine order now. All is peace now. All is balance now. All is harmony now. As I make these statements to myself, myself is listening and my stem cells are saying, hey, that's a new show for me. I like a world that's balanced and harmonious and happy. Yes, and we will demonstrate that by our being harmonious, balanced and happy in every way. That's what our stem cells say to us. That's the cells in our body. That's the being that we are within. And as long as we can keep a harmonious, happy attitude about who we are within, then our without will be the same way. Because who we are within is what radiates out into our world. Who we are within radiates into every area of life. And every person in our world is balanced and harmonious and wonderful because we are. Our pets are balanced, harmonious, and loving because we are. Rex loves to walk with me. He loves to be with me. He loves my company, and I love his because he loves the balance, the harmony. He loves the peace. He loves the love, the unconditional love that I give to him. All of life is like this. All of life wants to return to us what we flow out. For if we flow out unconditional love in our life, if we flow out balance, if we flow out peace, you can be sure, and I know, that that's all that I will experience. And when I think happy thoughts about others, they will think happy thoughts about me. They will think good thoughts about me. They will think that I'm a pleasant, nice, dependable, honorable person. That's what they will think. And this is what you want everyone in your world to think about you. A beautiful, dependable, honorable person. A person that loves yourself under all circumstances. A person who finds being in your presence a delight. Do you like being with yourself? Do you like walking with yourself? Do you like talking with yourself? Do you like sharing with yourself? Do you like being with yourself? I had a friend write, and he said that his life is rather boring, and he has the same old thing happening day after day after day, and as he writes letters to his friends, he only writes about his boring life. And I wrote to him, your life is boring because you think it's boring. Now, if you think your life is full of sunshine, full of balance, full of harmony, full of peace, then that's what you'll write to your friends. Because we are all philosophers, and we philosophize about our thoughts and our dreams and our goals. And as we philosophize about our thoughts, our dreams, our goals, we are living them. We are putting them into practice. Put into practice prosperity. Put into practice peace. Put into practice balance. Put into practice harmony. These are simple words, but with glorious meanings and glorious power to them. Put into practice unconditional love and watch your whole life reveal all the unconditional love that you could imagine, that you could handle, that you could delight in, because that's who you are. You are balance now, because you have chosen to think balance. And that balance is always yours. It's always who you are, and it's always why you are. You are magic, you are wonder, you are beauty, and you are goodness. And so am I. And it's so wonderful. The world is a reflection of what I think inside of myself. So from this day forward, I think beautiful, positive, uplifting thoughts. I think unconditionally loving thoughts of every person in the universe. And that's what it's all about. Have a lovely day. Have a balanced day. Have a day filled with peace. Because that's what you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.